Thank you for this opportunity to visit with your guest. I have expressed our country's desire to work with you, but I appreciate you recognizing the fact that the future of your country is in your hands. The decisions you and your cabinet make will be determined as to whether or not the country succeeds, that can govern itself, sustain itself, and defend itself. I'm impressed by what you've assembled. You assemble people from all parts of your country, representing different religions, and different histories, traditions. And yet, again, here represents the entire Iraqi people. I appreciate your commitment to representing the people of Iraq. The strength of your character and your desire to succeed. That's by your strategy. We discussed earlier with the Prime Minister and here with his cabinet, with members of my cabinet, the strategy necessary to have a country that is capable of answering to the needs of the people. We've got this pretty strategy. We discussed the economic strategy. Reconstruction strategy, all that makes sense to me. And so I've come to not only look you in the eye, I've also come to tell you that when America gives its word, it will keep its word. It's in our interest that Iraq succeeds. I mean, it's the Iraqis who look at the interest of the Americans, the people who are left free. Iraq is a part of the war on terror. The central problem of Europe, and that is by and for the people of Iraq, who have dealt a serious blow to those who had a vision of darkness, vision who are willing to kill the innocent in order to achieve a political agenda. The Prime Minister and the Ambassador, here personally and a chance to meet the members of the team you've assembled. The impressive group of men and women. I know I'm convinced that you'll succeed, and so will the world.
Well,